This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 14 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we're looking at a show called I'm a Brain in a Jar. You can find it at braininjar.com. The description is a brain in a jar, untethered from time and space, tells grim tales of the future. The author is Klaus Brenner and Dr. Brandon Winter. And we're going to listen to episode 2 called Simple Needs right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, got my phone plugged in, and it goes a little something like this.
I am a brain in a jar, untethered from time and space, here to tell you grim tales of the future. Enjoy.
Okay, this is different.
Welcome back. We have a blood-curdling story for you today, but first...
Okay, for the record, not sure how long I'm going to be able to hang with the robot voice, but okay.
...curdling story for you today, but first, a public service announcement. Is your teenage child acting strange? Is Penny sullen and withdrawn when she was once so agreeable? Has Peter lost all enthusiasm for his old interests and hobbies? Has Tori been hanging around strange and unsavory new people? If any of this sounds familiar, then your child could be a pod person. Yes, it is exceedingly likely that your son or daughter has been killed, dissolved, and replaced by a duplicate grown from an alien space pod. It is a malicious entity devoted to the eradication of the human race and must be destroyed. Do not sympathize with it. It no longer loves you. It is imperative that you contact law enforcement as soon as possible. Men with flamethrowers will be at your house forthwith. This message brought to you by Parents for a Body Snatcher Free America. She was a good engineer. She kept her focus in the silent, featureless expanses of space, where existence seems too large and too small at the same time. She knew the core was running hot by the hum of the deck plates, and if it needed maintenance by the color of the plasma that churned behind tungsten glass. The ship had simple needs. She understood them. Then it began to tell her other things. It told her secrets, things no one else knew. How the universe was made, the names of stars as they passed. It painted pictures in her mind in colors there are no words for. She began visiting the core late at night. She laid her hands on the containment casings and stared into the cloud of charged plasma.
Yeah. Production is great. You spent a lot of time on music and things like that. The core of what? A spaceship? Is he talking? I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm going to recommend this book a lot to people. Storyworthy is the name of the book. The author's name is Matthew Dix. And if you're going to be telling stories, I highly recommend the book. I didn't get the joke with the pod people. And I'm not sure I can take the robot voice. So I think it's just safe to say I'm not your target audience. What tales, grim tales of the future. Yeah, I cannot tell you what that story was about. I just know I had enough and it seemed like you spent a lot of time on production stuff, but I have no idea. I'll put it this way. The theater of the mind was flickering and it was blank. Whereas if you'd said, you know, I'm 18, I'm on a spaceship, whatever, something. The theater of the mind was confused, and when you confuse, you lose. So I also, to be completely fair, I'm not a huge science fiction guy. I am at times a bit too logical to suspend the real world in favor of robots and things of that nature. Although I liked, you know, some of the Marvel movies were okay. But I think part of that was when I was growing up, I was forced to watch two things on Saturday night. One was Hee Haw and the other one was Star Trek, to the point of nauseam. And I think that's what turned me off against science fiction. But the audio quality was okay. I'm not a big fan of the you know, chipmunk voice kind of thing. And you kind of got right to it. Welcome to I'm a Brain in a Jar. So you knew what it was. That's the easiest way I can say that. The theater of the mind never really turned on for me. So thank you so much for submitting your show. If you'd like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, I have links to everything again out in the show notes if you want to check out the rest of the story. The website again, braininjar.com. And if you want your show right here, it's real simple. Just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Now, if you want a full review, it's super easy as well. Podcastreviewshow.com. Two podcast consultants for the price of a half. Basically, we go over every single part of your podcast. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.